castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't hate traffic. Avoid it. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and keep moving. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep.
That's right. It's that time of day again.
Just direct your feet.
Boys and girls, time
to sunny
for your favorite radio show. It's here.
Can't you hear?
That's right. It's here.
Is that a Mr. Rogers voice?
Sort of.
It's his birthday today.
It is.
Really?
Life can be so sweet.
Is this the first day of spring or tomorrow?
Today.
See, I always think it's the 21st or
something. I did too.
Why do we do that? Why do we think that?
I don't know.
Maybe it used to be the 21st.
I think it's December 21st is the first day of winter.
You know what always really stunned me about Mr. Rogers was the fact that he wasn't gay.
Yeah.
I'm afraid. This rover.
Did you stop the program?
I couldn't. It's on the air now.
I'll stop it if I have to tear down the studio.
Well, that was our old boss. You saved that recording?
Yeah.
He hated the show.
Last day here.
That was his last day here. He vowed, he declared on the way out, I will shut this thing down.
Mr. Rogers said, he introduced Mr. McFeely, when, the mailman, when he came in, and he said, Mr. McFeely's wife's name is Mrs. McFeely.
And by the way, if you really want to further the idea that he might be gay, have a guy named McFeely.
Yeah.
Which sounds a lot like Feel Me. And then remember those ridiculous internet rumors where he was a Vietnam sniper?
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of crap.
Tattoos and then they said, up and down
yeah,
his arm.
Yeah, the reason he wore sweaters, he's covered in tattoos. And people believed it. They forwarded it to other people. Wait till you read this about Mr. Rogers. You're not going to believe it. Well, you shouldn't believe it. This is not true. Good afternoon. Welcome. Gather around. Call everybody you know. Say, turn on the radio. The good show's on. And that would be... No, it's not. Wait, our show's on.
Yeah. Okay.
I got confused.
John welcome. Hadley's on later.
That's right. I keep forgetting that he's not on now. So, wow, another day when there's a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. But let's do this first, the Burke segment. Do we have anything?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
LP on
all those. Right. On more occasions than not, the man willing to jump in with something usually fairly interesting, practically a pro bowler, married man.
No, hardly.
Practically.
Yeah. No, I don't even know if that's the correct term.
You could have been a pro bowler.
No.
If you really went, if you went after it.
You just didn't
go after it.
I don't
but
know
enough
sure.
about you.
That's right.
Eon the Peon, everybody. What do you have for us?
Thank you very much. I saw the story the other day. You know how it's a law for somebody to rush into a movie theater and yell fire.
No, wait, what? It's a law you what?
For somebody to rush into a crowded movie theater and yell fire, you know that's against the law, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that is.
Wow.
It's against the law. But
what about freedom of speech?
Well, in that case, there is no freedom of speech because it causes panic and
I didn't know
because
that.
It's yeah.
It should be. I'm glad it is.
Yeah,
but this movie's name is Fire.
This kid got in trouble. Well, he's a kid, I guess. I think he was 19 or 20, but he got in trouble the other day. He ran into a crowded bingo hall and he yelled bingo. And
all the old ladies.
They ended up charging him with something. They said that's against the law.
You're kidding, because people when they play bingo all the time, they think they have
they do
bingo,
it by mistake.
And they do it by mistake.
Yeah, but this jerky guy just ran in from outside and with a group of kids and just decided to disrupt. And I don't think there's anything worse than I've never played bingo, but I've heard that's one of the worst things you can have happen.
Whoa, stop right there. I feel better. I've never played bingo either.
Really?
Yeah.
And Dan, this is like, what? This is like my wife never eating a peanut butter jelly sandwich. I know what it is. It's a card, and you put a chip or something on it, and then when they line up and spell out, how's it work? If they spell bingo? Or,
no.
Are they just across diagonal?
Yeah,
right, yeah.
Is it diagonal, vertical,
it's
or horizontal?
It's all different kinds of ways.
Yeah.
So when they're lined up and you get, what, five of them?
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
you yell bingo.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's a free space in the middle.
And I don't know why I've never played. I guess I don't go anywhere.
I mean, I've played bingo in family gatherings, but never in like a
oh my goodness,
veterans, you know,
yeah,
hall,
didn't you call
like
bingo?
No, I didn't call bingo. I used to go to bingo almost every weekend. We went to bingo, and there was a group of us. And some of those old ladies, they had their little trolls out. They had all their
good
little,
luck charms.
Oh, good luck charms, everything. Yeah,
my grandma used to play, so I used to hear all the stories.
Oh, I can understand why an older person would really enjoy
you'd
it.
Play like, I mean, you'd have multiple cards. I mean, yeah. They'd buy 15, 20 cards at
more
a time
than that.
Each game.
More than that. Each sheet has 9 cards on it, and they would play probably, some of them would play 6 sheets at a time.
Well, hold on a minute. Now, how much time do you have when they go, B7?
You
how
have
much
about
time?
10 seconds in between.
Yeah, how do you look at that many cards?
Well, you got to go down real fast, and they have these ink daubers where you just, fast stamp them all down. Through your, go down each lettered column.
And what's the prize? Is it worth all
it's,
that?
It's cash.
Oh,
each
it's all.
Game?
Yeah, it's
it
cash.
All depends. I mean, games are different, worth different amounts, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's the other question: the caller. How much training does that take? You just pick up the how is it ball? Is
cards.
It like
it's
lottery balls?
It's probably just
balls?
Yeah, it's volunteer.
Little,
you probably don't
roller.
Even get paid for
yeah.
it.
A little
I think
roller.
Here's
thing.
What you have to know how to do: B8.
Yep.
That's kind of
yeah,
and then they'll yell at the caller too. You're going too fast. Slow down. They'll yell at him.
You call yourself a bingo caller?
Yeah. Oh, they yell at the caller, but I'll tell you what. If a younger person, there's a lot of older people that play bingo, and
what?
A younger person yells bingo.
Oh, they get infuriated, don't they?
The daggers that come out are incredible.
How dare you?
You're taking away from my retirement.
Well, you can't be a day over 60.
Yeah.
What are you doing in here?
Like a game.
Yeah, they think they're stealing from them, essentially, because they think they're spending their retirement money on this bingo.
Why couldn't they have a sign posted, must be 70 or over? Why not?
Well,
why
couldn't that be ageism?
It's called age discrimination.
Ageism.
Well, ageism, that's a term.
Well,
you never heard
edit out, edit out when you just
ism?
Said, yeah, no, after A, when you said ageism, edit out everything after A, because
right.
I think that's a term for something.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you try to sneak that in there.
Well, I did.
Each
way
game, like a regular bingo game, would be like you could win $100 or $125, and then they have the other games.
They
like,
cover all that four corners.
Yeah, four
postage
corners.
Postage stamp.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard all these terms.
There's all the terms, and those games are more like you would win $200.
All right, let me ask you this: Would this be, since that's legal and has been for like forever in the Catholic Church?
Yeah.
Could you? What's the limit on the price? In other words, I would go and pay a significant entry fee if whoever got bingo got a Lamborghini or something. Could you do that?
I don't know. I don't
is
know
there
if
a cap on the prize?
I don't know if there
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I don't get how that's legal. And like you
I never
can't even
did
hold
it.
A you can't even hold a Texas Hold'em tournament somewhere.
No,
for
it was
cash
legal.
Prizes.
It was legal before any of these casinos
oh, yeah.
were
it's
up.
It's gambling. I mean, it's just
it is
luck
gambling.
Of the draw. And
gambling for Christ. That's the difference.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
God.
I don't even think they only do it at churches. They do it at like VFWs and
oh yeah,
moose lodges and
yeah.
It couldn't be more blatantly gambling. It's absolutely it's like a roulette wheel.
In South County, there is a place, and it's just
there's also a place in France where the women wear no pants.
Oh, I know,
yeah.
I like that place. There, this place is just for bingo only. It's just a bingo hall, and they have bingo there like 3 or 4 nights a week.
Hey, we need to find out about this limit, because if somebody wants to put together a, you know, like a real high
$5,000 a card or something.
Well, let's not go crazy, but I would
I'd pick up
$100 to, you know, depending on how many players there were. I'd do that to get in on something big, you know, 10 grand or a car or something.
Oh,
I never hear of them doing that. It's always $200 or something.
They walk around and they sell pull tabs. It's like those lottery pull tabs. They sell those.
What does that mean?
It's like a scratch off, but you pull it.
You've never done a pull tab?
You pull it open.
They have those little strips, and you have to match like 3 of the fruits.
The guy that worked with us used to, remember?
Oh.
He used to go down and get them every day.
Yes.
He was addicted to
them. That's right. They had a machine at the restaurant down the hall down here for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sell those, and then they do a 50-50 drawing also.
So what's to keep a bingo parlor from just say, well, let's add one slot machine? I mean, I guess there's...
Well, over in Illinois now, have you heard that? There are places that have video poker now.
Bars.
Yeah, video poker. And
by the way, why not? What's the difference in going down the road to a full-blown
casino?
It's
so ridiculous.
It is. Let's just let everybody, if they want to gamble, let them gamble. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of it. If they want to smoke, they're going to smoke. We've proven that. And just do what you want to do. Stop telling people how to live all the time. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I got one other thing.
All right.
This was pretty funny. There.
It has to be funny because you said.
Well, I think it is going to be funny. So,
okay.
I think this is last week. Henry DiCarlo is a weatherman in KTLA. I believe that's the Los Angeles affiliate.
I'm not sure what the
ABC. Okay,
I think so.
He's a weatherman, and of course, like every other weatherman.
No, KABC. So I take it back. I don't know
what KTLA is.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. But every day, you know how the nowadays weathermen do anniversary announcements, birthday announcements, things like that. So he was doing that the other day, and one of the people that is celebrating a birthday, his name was kind of interesting.
Christy and Joe Horton, 9th anniversary, and Hugh Janus, turning 10. We had mentioned...
Janus?
I'm sorry.
Hugh Janus.
What? I'm sorry. It's one of those... It's one of those...
Oh, he didn't even recognize.
I totally fell for it, didn't I?
I think it was a trick.
I think you're right.
I think it was a trick
I
name.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Who asked for that shout out? Who asked for it?
I'm going to go back and look.
Who asked for it?
I'll have to go back and look, but I think you're right. I did fall for that one, huh?
I think it's one of those trick names and you fell for it.
Oh, really?
I think it's funny you caught it.
I looked at it like eight times. I had to think about it.
I mean, wonder why? Because I was supposed to wish them a happy 10th, so I just figured, you know, a young kid, hey, let's give you James a birthday shout out. Wow. I got punked. I basically got punked.
I don't know. Maybe it's legit and I have a sick mind, but that's the way it came across.
Hopefully there's not a 10-year-old really with that name out there. Wow. People ask sometimes, you guys tape this show, right? No, folks, this is proof. It's live. We would re-rack and start all over if we could.
I will tell you this. There were people who were watching that. Let's say older people, like my dad. They wouldn't have gotten it unless they had no idea why these people were laughing at the name. No, even they still, when it was all over, went, well, I still don't get why Hugh Janus is a, well, I don't get it. They still wouldn't get it. Hey, by the way, I didn't look at the Facebook page. Did you post the phone book listing of Chris Scheithede? Did you put that in there?
No.
Because I sent it to you.
No, I didn't see it yet.
Oh, man, I forwarded it to you from the lady who saved the phone book. It was the St. Louis White Pages, 1990-1991.
Let me double check the email here.
It was 3 days ago. No, Chris, we talked about it. It was Chris Scheithede, Schiethead, and she seriously emailed me and said, I actually saved that phone book, and she said, I hope I saved it, in case you don't have it. So I sent it to you and said, you got to put this on the Facebook page, because there it is, listed, Chris, Schiethead, which I'm sure the guy told the operator when they listed it was Scheithede. It's hilarious. So if you don't have it, I'm going to have to hold.
Oh, you know what? I did get it, but it was blank, the email, so resend it to me.
Oh,
there was no attachment or anything to it.
I hope I kept it. If the lady's listening, resend it to me, and I'll shoot it to Peon again. She actually sent me a picture of the phone book, the outside of the full book, to prove she had the 1990-91 St. Louis White Pages, and then she opens it and took a picture, and there it is, plain as day. Chris Scheithede.
Oh my goodness.
What a great name. What else? Is that it for you?
No, that was it. Yeah.
Dan, anything?
I had something, but it's not really that important. We have a lot of calls.
We do? Well, let's take them. Yeah. You want to close it? You want to save it?
No, I can save it for tomorrow.
Okay, then let's close it. Burke segment is officially closed. Off the phones we go. Well, we do have a lot of them. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. We start with Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hello there. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
This is your friend Steve Davis, the Elvis impersonator.
No. Hello, Steve.
Well, I was going to let you know that a few years ago I was playing at my show out west at an Indian reservation.
Mm-hmm.
And they have what looks like an abandoned Walmart store, which they've turned into the world's largest Powerball bingo place.
Ooh!
Wow!
It was pretty funny because the place was packed with about maybe 1,500 people. It looked like Marge and Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
And the guy calling bingo, this couldn't have been more stereotypically, if you want to call it racist or whatever. He was a big, huge guy with a headdress on. And he had like one of those foam chest protectors on his chest. He looked more like wrestler Wahoo McDaniel than he did an actual Indian.
Wow.
And he had a microphone in his hand, and he was calling bingo letters and numbers like Tonto. He was going, oh, 71.
Well, that sounded just like Tonto. Yeah. Sounded just like. Yeah, you're welcome.
And I mean, and it was funny because just like Dan described, all these ladies had their trolls and daubers and stuff on the table, and then they had the Powerball bingo payoff, and it was, honest to God, it was something. The first game was like $2.5 million.
Whoa! That's wow. The one I want to go to.
Yeah, no kidding.
And there was some, it was called it's the Muckleshoot Indians, and I don't know who the Muckleshoot Indians are. They're a tribe that consists of about 2 acres of property.
It sounds like a joke name for a tribe.
When I was a teenager, I belonged to the Knuckleshoot Indians.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, Steve. This is a legit deal, and This couldn't have been. I couldn't believe that they had my show and then they had bingo, and it was like the world's largest bingo joint.
Wait, they banned your show?
No. They had my show.
Oh,
they had my. They haven't been banned there yet.
I thought you were going to say the show was legal, but the bingo was legal, but your show somehow was illegal on the Indian land for some reason.
Oh, not. I haven't gone there yet, but it was a pretty interesting deal. These people arrived in buses, like these big motor coaches,
right?
And they paid a fee and they get lunch and show and bingo, and it's like Greek theater. You stay all day, all night kind of deal.
Now I mean this in the nicest way and as a friend, but I'm going to tell people now we're going to end this call because for those who don't know, Steve, if we keep talking, our show won't end until 10:30.
Oh yeah,
Steve,
John Carney will be late.
Steve can tell. Lots of stories and is good at it. Steve, nice, always nice to hear from you.
Yeah, you got to get hooked up with that kind of bingo. There's big money in it.
I'll look for it. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, thanks, guys.
All right. See, now he could have said, oh, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
But see, he doesn't.
There He's is a Muckleshoot casino and Muckleshoot. A Muckleshoot. Muckleshoot Indian tribe and Muckleshoot people.
How many Indian tribes are there? There have to
There's
be a thousand. It's like 2,000 Indian
tribes. It says
tribes.
They're a Lushoot Seed Native American tribe, part of the Coast Salish peoples of the Pacific Northwest.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm. Let's take one more and then we'll take a break. Rick, you're on. Rick, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
We're doing great.
Hey, we were talking about the whole the bingo announcer and all that good stuff. My wife works the bingo for our hockey club over here in Granite City, and she sees it from behind the scenes. And you know, you guys were talking about how serious they are. That's completely true. She says they are just flat out vicious in what they go for as far as the bingo. But having a background in some public speaking, I told her. I said, well, let me know if they ever need a fill-in for the caller, I can come over and say, 16 with the best of them.
Yeah.
But she said that there is some actual training that they have to do. There's something very specific that the callers there with our hockey club at the KC club do. They have some functions, and I don't know if it's with the computer or how it works. But if you get it wrong, my God, will they come after your hive.
And Rick, let me tell you why you may have just disqualified yourself as a caller. Dan, help me out here. There is no 016, is there?
No, there's not.
See, Rick? Now, Rick, you're disqualified. No, you'd already have them storming you. Have you thought that? What is it, Dan? B goes 1 to what?
B goes 1 through 15.
Wow.
Yeah, then it's 16 to 30.
Yeah, 30. Everything. Yeah.
See, Rick, Rick, you're out already.
That tells you how much bingo that I go to.
Yeah, well, I'm right there with you. Hey, man, thank you for the call.
Talk to you guys.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. if he got up and said,
oh, 16.
Oh, 16.
Oh, they'd kill him.
Stampede him and trample him to death. A lot of calls. We will get them. I'm telling you, we'll take a lot of calls today. That's my goal. I got a little business to get out of the way. Take a break. We come back. We'll pick it right back up. American Equity Mortgage. I have to pinch myself sometimes to believe that we have an advertiser that has been on this show consistently 52 weeks a year for 21 years. American Equity Mortgage. Yeah, you bet. And for as happy as I am that they've been part of the show that long, you're going to be that happy when they show you that you are probably throwing a lot of money away and wasting money. Especially if you don't get those credit cards paid off. Those credit cards are too easy to use, you know, if it's not... And some people use it for everything. I mean, I know people that they buy literally every single thing. And they do it for mileage points or that cash back, whatever. So they make sure everything's on a card. That's great unless you start maxing them out and you realize, whoops, we'll never be able to pay this off, so we'll make the minimum payments. Get a calculator sometime, multiply that minimum payment times, well, just figure out how long it's going to take at that payment to pay your balance off. The average, for the average American consumer, 20 to 30 years to pay the card off, if you do it that way. Here's the other way. You're a homeowner, you have equity in your home, you call American Equity Mortgage. So get me out from under this, get them back to zero balance on the credit cards. They do it. Now you're at a low, low, these current mortgage rates, you know, 3-4%, depending on your credit rating. And in your pocket, all of a sudden, is average is 640, maybe 800, maybe 900, maybe 500, but money there, boom, free and clear that you never had before, just for making one smart decision. Of course, these are also the people that love to put you in a house if you need a mortgage. They've been doing it a long time. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878. That's the important part, 878-9999.
Let's get a look at traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. Well, they cleared an earlier accident that was on northbound 270 near Highway 44. Everything's running pretty well there. You're looking a little bit heavy, we'll call it, from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Nothing stop and go, just heavy traffic, a little off the pace. Also, we find that westbound 70 is jammed up pretty good between 270, a little west of 270 to the Blanchet Bridge. Downtown, everything's looking pretty good. Northbound 55, just a little heavy north of Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Allstate. Get more insurance for your buck with the Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and you still get an Allstate agent. Find an agent near you at allstate.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
News. A major credit ratings agency, Fitch, is warning the U.S. could lose its top credit rating.
Two more surveillance cameras will be installed in the University City Loop area last night.
Traffic. Man, things have turned to a kind of a mess here on the highways.
And weather.
I'm Fox 2 meteorologist Angela Huddy for the Big 550 KTRS. We'll see some clouds build into the...
At the top of every hour and when you need it. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-300-4824. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-300-4824. That's 1-800-300-4824.
St. Louis RV has the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in Missouri. We are located at I-70 at Bryan Road, exit 216 in O'Fallon, Missouri. 314-743-3939. We carry new and pre-owned brands like Newmar, Fleetwood, Thor, Forest River, Winnebago, Coachman, and Tiffin. We will take the time necessary to make sure you find the right motorhome to fit your needs at the right price. Financing available with the lowest rate in years. We also buy motorhomes. Our service department works on all makes and models. Minor, major repairs, too. Call for an appointment, 314-743-3939. We operate our business with integrity, honesty, and treat all customers with respect. We look forward to earning your business and helping you find the motorhome of your dreams. Give us a call, 314-743-3939 or stlrv.net.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper? Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on. Put the top back on.
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and April 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Get your questions answered about your home maintenance and repairs by me, Crystal Anderson, on the new program, House Talk. Tune in to House Talk Saturdays at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the Retirement Coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
These phones are lit up. Dan, you must have said something wrong. I made a mistake.
We talked about bingo.
and you know what? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Something like bingo, just because probably a lot of people listening, parents or grandparents, it's a regular, I mean, it's a major part of their lives. They literally, every week, just can't wait. They live for it, and that, good for them. I'll tell you another thing, and then we'll get right to the phones. A lot of the women, I think, play the, what's this, Mahjong? What's it called? It's like dominoes, you know what I'm talking about?
Mahjong,
What's it called?
Mahjong, I think.
I see, man, have you ever seen women play that?
No.
It's a big deal, too. Oh, yeah. They have clubs, and they go, and I don't understand. Let's go back to the phones. Aaron, thank you for waiting. What can we do for you?
Hey, Mike, is that on the commercials?
I hope not. I hope not.
Well, guys, I'm AM and the PM, first
off. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I have a bit of an answer, sort of, for the question about why bingo is legal and something like a Texas Hold'em tournament isn't exactly.
Okay.
It has something to do with games of chance versus games of skill. And card games of any kind really have some sort of skill factor to them when you're talking about poker. Whereas with blackjack, it's merely just kind of chance what comes up.
You just said blackjack is a game of chance, but you make the same decisions in blackjack that you make in poker.
Well, this is true. I mean, you can throw back cards in poker. You can't exactly throw back cards in blackjack and try a different hand. That's a little bit of a different thing there. But the big thing is, bingo is controlled by the Missouri Gaming Commission, or whatever you want to call it. You actually have to have a license to run a bingo hall. I'm not sure how it works with casinos and Texas Hold'em, but casinos don't have bingo, but bingo halls don't have poker, you know.
But what does that have to do with skill versus game of chance? Because there's no skill in bingo. It's strictly exactly. chance.
It is exactly just chance. And with blackjack, I guess there is some skill to it, but it's a lot more chance than anything. And that's just the way the Missouri Gaming Commission explained it to us when we got our license for an organization that we're members of.
Well, guess what? I think they gave you a stupid explanation. Because it doesn't make any sense. And then I heard, too, well, if it's religious, but then that other caller a while ago said they had a bingo tournament for, what was it, a hockey club or a hockey team?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah. It wasn't
a
church.
We're not a religious organization.
But you're allowed to do...
It, but the Lost Canyon Lakes was a development that was started years and years ago. It went belly up, and then another group bought them out. And the group that bought them out still goes by the name Lost Canyon Lakes Conservation Club. And that's the organization that puts it on. It's just a gated community neighborhood thing in central Missouri. There's no religious overtone to it at all.
But you actually got a license to conduct
a
bingo.
You have to get a license from the state of Missouri to run a bingo hall. And
wow.
There's rules and regulations as to, you know, how much you can charge and what the payouts can be and things like that and what games you can and can't play. And the pull tab lottery stuff goes right along with that hand in hand. You got to have a license for those also.
All right, man. Good information. I appreciate it.
It's all monetary, probably.
Hey, it was my pleasure.
All right. Well, our pleasure, too. No, here's what it is. It's all politics.
Yeah.
It's politics and money. And the
bingo
idea,
seems,
the idea
more...
that you can put bingo in a separate category is ridiculous because it's no different than a slot machine. It's no different than Keno. It's the same thing. It's pure chance. There's no skill involved at all. Roulette wheel. 100% luck. There's no skill in playing roulette. Some of the Indian casinos, by the way, if you go and you see a crap table, they have crap tables with no dice.
Yeah.
They throw playing cards down on the crap table.
Oh, that's right.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life. And I asked one time at a casino, why don't you have dice? They said, well, when it's dice, then it becomes just, there's no skill involved. Oh, really? There's skill in throwing some cards down?
Oh, my goodness. Just
shovel them and throw the cards on the table? These answers don't make sense because they won't tell you the truth. And the truth is, it's all about who's paying whom for the license and the politics and where the money goes. That's what it's really all about. A lot of times we're just not given the real story. Josh, you're up next. How are you?
Good. I got a story about a guy with a funny name. I used to work with a guy at a previous employer with the name of Richard Straight.
Richard what?
Straight.
Straight.
Oh. As opposed to Richard Bent or Crooked.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I guess that would be an option, yeah. And he went by Rick.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know why. He was a personal counselor at my previous employer, so I guess he could always say, you think you have it bad, try having a name like mine.
Especially in the Army when they call everybody with the last name first. Smith, Bob, Straight Dick. thank you, Josh.
All right, guys.
All right. Mike, it's all yours. Hello,
I think
Mike.
That was a setup, Frank.
No. Look, George Strait's name is Straight, Straight. That's a fairly, not an uncommon name, and to be named Richard Straight.
Okay.
Look, we had a call the other day, and it was confirmed by some other people, a guy named Richard Head. It's legit.
Okay. Well, I'm AM and a PM, and I got a cold.
Thank you. That's okay. Don't get too close to the phone. We don't want to catch it.
Frank, I used to run a bingo for two organizations here in St. Louis.
Okay.
The rules are you must be a nonprofit to acquire a license.
Okay.
Okay? They also run your... Now, the Missouri Gaming Commission is over. It wasn't at first when they first brought bingo in and made it legal in Missouri. But now the Gaming Commission operates it. The people who would volunteer, and it's volunteer, you cannot be paid, they would have to be members, and it used to be. It may have changed a lot of this. It's been a while. they used to have to be a member of minimum of 3 years in that organization. How they proved that, we just gave them a roster and said these people belong to our organization. Okay, that's the next thing. The reason why the Gaming Commission refers to it, it's not gambling, is because every bingo game has a winner. A slot machine does not have a winner every time you play it, nor do you have a, on the dice, you don't have a winner. The wins a lot. But
what about Texas Hold'em? There's a winner every hand.
That's gambling. They call that gambling, and they regulate that through the Missouri Gaming Commission. I'm just talking about bingo. They referred to it when they legalized it, and you're correct. It was brought in to help 9 nonprofits, whether you're a religious organization or a fraternal organization, because a lot of the BFWs had bingos, and of course you guys know about that. But the way they used to charge the organizations that had a license, they used to charge them per face that you would buy. So if you had a 9-pack with 9 cards, and say you had 13 games in your rundown, 9 times 13, and it was, I think it was like a half a cent, if I remember right, for every card face. And now, that's how they charged the organizations. And you had to buy it from licensed dealers in the state of Missouri.
All right, now, I'm sorry, I lost my place. Is this Josh or Mike? Who is this?
Mike.
Mike, the most interesting thing you said to me just now was that the difference is that bingo, every round has a winner.
Correct.
That's the most interesting, because now what I'm going to do is I'm going to come up with another casino game where there's always a winner, and what comes to mind is probably the crap table, because people at the crap table, there's always going to be a winner, because you're either betting.
Oh, no, but the house can't be a winner.
I disagree with you. If everybody was playing the pass line,
but
and
they don't.
Somebody crapped out, there's no winner except the house.
Okay, so there could be a situation. All right, I see what you're saying. There could be a situation where there's no winner. You're right. I get that. Now, I'm going to have you probably even roulette. If nobody, that you could you could spin the wheel and not have a winner. You could not have a winner at the blackjack table. You could not have. Okay, I get it.
They walk that fine line, I guess, because you can buy a pull tab and you're not going to get a winner. But they don't consider pull tabs as gambling in a bingo hall.
Well, you just said something nobody else has ever brought to our attention before, and that is that there's always one. That, to me, is what we walk away with the one bit of information that, I have to go, wow, I've never heard that before.
And one last thing, if I remember right, unless they've changed it, it used to be the maximum amount that an organization could pay out in one evening. They divided it up by the amount of games that they played, and I think it was either $3,200 or $3,400, and always the last game of the evening was a coverall, generally, and they would usually pay $500.
Yeah. Well, you sound like you know what you're talking about to me, and I hope you get rid of that cold.
Oh, God, I hope so, too.
Yeah,
I listen to you guys all the time, and keep up the good work, because you're making me laugh.
Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. That's the first time anybody's ever said anything that made absolute sense about the difference between bingo and other games. Would you agree?
Yeah,
but it doesn't make sense in the Texas or poker game play. Because poker, there's a winner every hand. So I don't know what the difference is.
No, there's not. Not if everybody folds. No, everybody folds. There's no winner.
Whoever puts the ante up is the winner. They get to all the
Not everyone would fold. You would have the last guy that
if everybody else folds before him, he's the winner.
Yeah, you would have a winner in poker.
See, all right. He said it's gambling, which I guess it's a different determination. Mm. It's a different category.
See, I don't play poker at the poker table, so I guess you're right. Every time they deal the cards, somebody at the table wins something.
Or you have to bet. You have to bet on each card or something like that for poker.
I'm getting the headache.
Yeah, I know.
I'm starting to get a headache. All right. We got a golf. It's a golf health and fitness expo coming up March 30th. I've never been to Stone Wolf. I hear Stone Wolf is a really nice golf course. Here's what's going to happen. The Associated Physicians Group is sponsoring this Golf Health and Fitness Expo at Stone Wolf over in Illinois. And you've got the APG pain management people there. You've got physical therapy people. You've got golf professionals, PGA professionals. They're going to analyze. And wait till you hear the price of all this. They're going to analyze and discuss your swing. They use iPad technology to do it. You're going to get discounts in the pro shop. The APG pain management physical therapy team is going to be there. They're going to have great health advice. And you got therapists, you got a chiropractor there, and you've got a massage person and a weight loss consultant. An optometrist is even there. Wow. Pretty important in golf that you can see. A personal trainer will be on hand. They're going to have prizes and contests and food and refreshments. You say, well, that's got to be a couple hundred dollars apiece. No, it's $20 at the door, or $10 if you're pre-registered. I'm going to tell you how to do that here in a minute. You got to pre-register before March 24th, which is only 4 days away. Now, when you register before March 24th, you are entered in a drawing for a, and I don't know this club, but I hear this is the, ooh, golfers drool over this, a Nike Victory Red driver. Ooh. I assume it's actually red, because I've seen guys play when the whole head of the driver is red. You can register online. I'm gonna give you a link to the site. You don't have to remember the link because it's on my site. You just go to frankopinion.com. Again, $20 at the door, $10 if you pre-register. And if you go there and you like it, you can thank the Associated Physicians Group, because they're behind this whole thing, and they're behind something else, and that is maybe in a lot of cases, maybe yours, helping you avoid what you thought was going to be a surgery you didn't want to undergo. That's what they do at APG. They have clinics in O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville, and we'll talk more at another time about all the great stuff they do for so many people. Literally thousands of people that have been through there and were able to avoid being on pain medication forever and ever and ever, undergoing a surgery, or just living with the pain and tolerating it. It turns out that in a lot of cases, not necessary if you're in the right hands. And the right hands, a lot of times, are the people at Associated Physicians Group. Here's what you do. You go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors. It's all alphabetical. So right there toward the top, boom, Associated Physicians, APG. There's a link also right there with the link to their site that'll give you all the registration information for this expo. And again, it's March 30th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stone Wolf Golf Course, APG, Associated Physicians Group.
Let's get a look at traffic and see if things are heating up out there with Jim Wiley.
They are heating up out there. We've got stop-and-go traffic now on southbound 270 from Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Pretty packed in there. Westbound 70, slow between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. We've got some debris reported on the ramp from northbound 170 at Olive. Also some slow traffic now on eastbound 270, Lindbergh through 170. This traffic report brought to you by Allstate. Get more insurance for your buck with the Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and you still get an Allstate agent. To learn more or get a quote, find an Allstate agent at allstate.com. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Another day, another show. See you tonight for the Wednesday edition of The Carney Show. On it, Henry Winkler joins us for the broadcast. Also, the man behind Marvel, Stan Lee, who comes into town for Comic-Con. We visit with him, actor Dallas Roberts from The Walking Dead, and a lot more. Like there really needs to be any more. We got it. We'll see you tonight, starting at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm a grandmother. I worked hard for 46 years and paid into Social Security with every paycheck. But now, some in Washington are proposing cuts to the Social Security benefits I've earned. They call it chained CPI. It's another fancy Washington term, but you know what it means? Cuts to our Social Security benefits and money out of our pockets. And as we get older, it only gets worse. Because the cuts would start now and get bigger every year. All told, chain CPI would slash Social Security by $127 billion over the next 10 years. A real cut that will hurt real people who are already struggling to pay for groceries, heating bills, and health care. tell your senators to leave Social Security out of any budget deal. Call 1-800-323-2230. That's 1-800-323-2230. Paid for by AARP.
Do you want fries with that?
No, thanks.
Sounds like you're in a new Honda Civic.
I am.
Is it awesome?
Pandora compatibility and rear view camera standard.
Nice.
And Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
I want one so bad I can taste it. It's ketchupy.
Are you eating my order?
Maybe.
Get a Honda Civic with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers during the Really Big Spring event, now at your Honda dealer.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriage rates apply. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil. It's specially formulated to help fight engine breakdown in higher mileage cars. Max Life, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
Hey, remember Gilbert Gottfried lost the Affleck deal?
Yes.
Now, do you even remember why?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What was it?
Tsunami jokes.
Way to go!
Oh, thank you.
Wow! Because I saw an article that was related, and it mentioned that, and I thought, well, I don't even remember why the guy got canned. And good for you, man. Your mind. It's still sharp.
Yeah.
But I'll keep me posted as you get older, okay? you're not able to do that stuff
anymore.
Who
said
that? Nobody. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I know this sounds weird, and you think, well, I'm not going to do that, but you ought to do it. Go to their showroom in De Pere and ask to see the toilet. It's just the toilet. They'll know what you're I don't mean the guest restroom. I mean the one they have on display that you're going to want in your house. This thing is, if a toilet can be interesting, this one is. And you know that I've never understood how the toilet really works. It water goes down, and then there's no real suction. What makes that go through there like that? Is it just gravity?
I guess
I've never
it's the
understood.
Amount of water coming out of the tank down there.
Is that enough gravity to push that through?
What? The whirlpool that creates those jets underneath.
No, you're smart. Really are. If you're sick of your kitchen or your bathroom and you'd like a new one and make it like you got a brand new house, you know the name we're going to send you to. Thompson Price. Go in that showroom in De Pere, too. They got a lot of really cool stuff in there. ThompsonPrice.com to find out more. Don't go away. We're coming back 4 o'clock. Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry.